pleased to be joined on the line right now by the head coach of the North Peace Navigators, Jody Mesta. The team just got done their training camp this past weekend, which I understand, Jody, was one of the biggest camps the Navs have had in their history. How did the camp kind of go this weekend?
Well, it went really well. We had largest camp we've had. We had 52 players register, so that made it pretty exciting and lots of work for the weekend. We had to split the groups into two different sessions, which we, you know, never had to do before. So it was good. Lots of interest, and finished it off with an inter-squad game. So things went really well.
And we got some preseason games coming up in high level this week. Then the regular season will get underway next week. What kind of team can the fans expect to see once the season gets going here?
Right now, I think we've got the players that come on a camp here right now. I think we're set up to probably going to be a hard-working style of hockey team. I think that it's going to be a lot of lunch pail hockey type of thing and hard workers, sort of the blue collar group, I think. Which is definitely something we're looking forward to, because we're definitely wanting to improve off of last year, and I think there's a good core of players there that are looking forward to playing that style of hockey as well.
Of course, the makeup of the league is a little bit different this season. We got two new teams have joined the ranks in La Crete and Beaver Lodge. How do you think this is going to help with sort of the growth of the league here?
That's definitely going to be interesting, and it's going to create excitement here through the league. I think it just adds another element of competition. You're not playing the same teams all the time as much, right? Little bit more variety, sort of stretches out some of the road games as well, which makes it interesting, and I think that's exciting for the players and the fans, and throughout the year how the season goes and the standings progress, it kind of makes it a little bit more exciting when teams are jockeying for playoff spots and that sort of thing here this year. So
one thing I know is big in my years covering junior hockey, that teams like to have a very big presence in the community, which has kind of been hard to do the last couple of years with how things have gone in the world. What are some things that you're hoping that you can accomplish this season when it comes to having this team sort of contribute to the community that they're a part of here?
Definitely one of the things we want to emphasize this year is community involvement. Like you said, Kyle, the last couple of years have obviously been difficult to do that. But we definitely want to get back to contributing the way we should be, in our communities, right? Like, we get a lot of support from the community, a lot of sponsors from businesses and people. So it's important that we show that we appreciate that by giving back. And I think that's definitely one of the foundations and some of the history that the Navigators have been built on in the past, and we definitely need to get back to that type of contributions. And I think when we do that, it also creates a little bit of pride in being part of the team and community. And I think those types of things also lead into being successful as a team and individuals. So it's gonna definitely be one of our sort of foundations, our pillars here this year, is community involvement, and I think with doing that, it's gonna show on the ice as well.
Well, different. Looking forward to another NWHL season starting here. North Peace Navigators head coach Jody Mesta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle.